Am considering taking Tesla private at 420, funding secured. That was the tweet that initiated a legal battle between Elon Musk and the SEC. And in the latest court filing, years later, Elon Musk says the SEC is attempting to curb his free speech. Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan is standing by with the details here. Alexis, take us into the argument from the Musk side.
Hi, Brad. Yeah, so Tesla's lawyers have just a slew of accusations against the SEC today. They filed a letter in federal district court in New York and Manhattan today saying that the agency is withholding $40 million from Tesla shareholders. They also say that the SEC is engaged in what is an unrelenting investigation into Musk and into Tesla, and also chilling Musk's First Amendment right to free speech. Now, the lawyers say that the SEC broke a promise to distribute this $40 million in penalties, and that was paid by Musk and in part by Tesla, to settle the dispute that Musk had in 2018 over a tweet saying that he had secured funding to take the company private. Now, that's just one in a string of tweets over the years that have caused Musk to tussle with the SEC. Last week, we learned that the SEC also served Tesla in November a subpoena on Tesla, asking it for information about its compliance with the order from that 2018 case. Also in 2019, the SEC asked a judge to hold Musk in contempt over a tweet that was talking about Tesla's production levels. So in this letter, lawyers say this. They write, the SEC has failed to comply with its promise to pay Tesla shareholders the $40 million it collected. Instead, it has been devoting its formidable resources, they say, to endless unfounded investigations into Musk and Tesla. The lawyers go on then to say that they'd like the court to hold a conference to discuss why the SEC has not yet distributed the funds, what they say is over more than 1,200 days. They also want to know why this SEC has been permitted to issue subpoenas to Musk and to Tesla without the court intervening and having some say over that. So I did reach out to the SEC, haven't heard anything back from the agency yet, but I also took a look at the agency's own records on distribution of these types of funds that are paid by alleged wrongdoers in these types of actions. So in the SEC's own 2020 annual report, they do boast that they are getting about 90% of these available fair funds, is what they're called, distributed within 2 years of the settlement. So it looks like, at least as far as Tesla and Musk are concerned, that these funds are being held up a little bit longer than that. Of course, that doesn't end the disputes for Tesla today. There's a lot more ongoing with some investigations by the NTSB.
Well, and to that point, Alexis, as you mentioned, this is not the only news impacting Tesla today. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opening a second investigation relating to Tesla's autopilot. What can you tell us about this probe?
Yes, and I do believe that this is the fourth investigation that the agency has undertaken. There's one is a new wrongful death lawsuit. It was filed in Florida against Tesla over a crash that killed a driver and a passenger. The family of Nicholas Garcia, they allege that there is defective suspension in a Model 3 that was involved in the crash. They say that that defective suspension may have caused loss of control of the car, and that a Tesla service manager also negligently inspected the vehicle just 4 days prior to the crash. Now, Reuters reports that that car was speeding. They say a police report say the car was speeding before the crash, but it did prompt that NTSB investigation. And in October, Tesla did recall 3,000 vehicles having to do with suspension. Also, NTSB is investigating a braking issue on Model 3s and Model Ys. It's been described as a phantom braking that engages as part of the autopilot when drivers are using the vehicle and not sure why that braking is engaging. There are over 300 reports of that type of occurrence. Emily?
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Yahoo Finance's own Alexis Keenan, thank you so much for that breakdown.